I'm gonna be at right end, but whatever, you know, I'm a very versatile guy. Whatever they have me do, I'm just gonna do to my best ability and go out there and dominate, you know, and just and listen, you know, and learn and absorb all the knowledge from the coaches. We got coaches that teach you here. Andre Patterson, our coach, Coach Akey, you know, the best group of defensive line coaches I've been around. So, you know, if you listen to them and adapt to what they're giving you, you know, that's the only thing you can ask for.
The ends in this defense, lots of times, at times they do have high sack totals, but not always. What's your expectation as far as how much you're going to get the opportunity to rush the passer?
We're going to rush the passer. I'm not worried about the sack. Sack's going to come. You know, you can't have a set number. You just got to go out there and play. You know, I'm not worried about that. Coach Zimmer going to let us play and let us do our thing and, you know, within his scheme. And only thing I can go out do is go out there and be consistent, read my keys, and execute my assignment every time, and big play is going to happen.
Does the contract add pressure or lessen the pressure on you?
It lessens the pressure, man. I get to go out and have fun. You know, I get to go out there and really become a master of my craft, learn the right end, learn different moves and different techniques. And, you know, I'm just ready to, you know, take it to the next level.
What do you feel this team's at heading into it, kiddo?
You know, we got to keep working, man. This is this beginning stage with the new coaching staff. We just got to keep executing and keep listening and keep adapting, you know. And we're going to get there, but it's just a matter of time. We just got to keep working. This is a working game. It's a job. We got to keep working to get where we want to go.
With all the turnover on the D-line, do you feel more pressure to be a leader this year?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've always been a leader. You know, now it's my time to really lead these guys and show them the right way to go and how to work and how to stay consistent.
What do you think about the potential of that offensive line? A lot of new pieces.
Yeah, we got a lot of new pieces, but they've been working together for the past 3 or 4 years now. So, you know, having Matt Castle back there is gonna make a difference. He's a game manager. He's a smart quarterback that's gonna make the right calls and throw to the right guy. So, you know, we're very confident in him, and you know, and just having him out there is gonna be a big change.
What has been the most difficult thing for you? Has it been the language, the schemes, or what has it been?
Not really the language, you know. As football players, we're smart. So the heart, you know, you just gotta execute. You know, you gotta get the call in. There's a lot of adjustment, a lot of motion out the offense. So you gotta get the call and just listen and line up and do your assignment. So the biggest thing is probably just, you know, the motions, and you know, you just gotta listen to the call and line up.
How much you expect to be moved around?
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't talk about that. The only thing I come out here and do my job every single time. You know, I just do my job to the best of my ability, and whatever they have me do, I do it.
Overall, though, from a defensive approach, are you surprised by how much they, you know, how many different looks they're giving in this defense compared to...
Yeah, you know, my assignment is easy. I line up in the C-gap, I rush, I play blocks, I play the tight end. So, you know, the back end, the way they're motioning and all that for the safeties, when it comes game time, it's going to be easy for them to adjust, to align to, you know, whatever team we're playing.
How much more aggressive do you think this is going to be?
We're going to be aggressive. We're going to be, like I said, we're going to set the tempo.
Kind of potential is there in that defensive line with you and?
Well, we gotta keep working, man. We got all the potential in the world, but without work, you know, you're not gonna get any action. You just gotta keep on working, man. This is just mini camp. We got camp, and then we got the game. So preseason, you know, it's a long ways away. So we gotta keep working and keep building.
I know it's only 2 days of practice, but what have you seen from Barr so far?
You know, he's good. He's quick. He's a big sized guy, you know. And like I said, man, we just got to keep working, you know. Just work, and we're going to get where we want to go.
How much can his flexibility help the front seven, being able to play down on end and being able to be used?
Oh, it can help a lot, man. You know, I'm very versatile. We can play inside. I could go outside, you know, come off the end. You know, it is, you know, I feel like what they're going to do with the whole defensive scheme and everything we got going, it's going to be awesome. You know, we just got to keep working.
Only had a couple days to see him, but what do you think of Creighton?
Creighton, he's gonna be good. You know, it's kind of, you know, he gotta adapt to our to our technique, because he was in school. So once he gets that down and just, you know, keeps working, and then everything is gonna take care of itself.